Well, I'm delighted to introduce the Co-op Parks Programme Report, which sets out a radical new direction for managing parks and open spaces in Lambeth, and represents, I think, a major step forward in delivering the Co-op Council vision that we agreed a couple of years ago. I'd like to thank all Lambeth's friends groups and residents who attended the consultation meetings, focus groups, completed questionnaires and sent in their comments and expressions of interest. We had over 1,400 submissions, and I'd particularly like to thank Natalie Thompson, who read every single one of them. And I think it probably represents one of the largest consultation exercises that we have undertaken. And I certainly spent the whole of yesterday reading through the appendices and all the comments and feedback that we've had, which I think is incredibly valuable for how we move forward investing and developing our parks. We've had some really fantastic proposals and expression in the form of expressions of interest, which will give much greater role to friends groups, management advisory committees, in running our parks in a partnership with the council. And those proposals come from parks of all different sizes and different parts of the borough, and also include proposals from the park staff and Veolia team for a staff cooperative, which I think is a very interesting proposal. And I'm not going to talk in particular detail about the proposals, but I have listed in the recommendations the proposals that I think we can agree in principle tonight we want to take forward and to enter into discussions with the partners who have submitted proposals that we would like to talk more about. I think the consultation engagement process highlighted a number of issues. Certainly, there is a need for investment, and we are going to be developing an investment plan for our parks. Very clearly consistent theme about upgrading the changing rooms, the toilets, paths, and some really practical things in our parks. And we do have a specific piece of work we're doing across the borough looking at our sports facilities. I think there is a desire from people to build on the successful cafes we have in our parks and improve the quality and range of refreshments that we can offer to people using our parks. Community engagement was a theme that's come through very strongly in the submissions, and I think we have many fantastic friends groups. There is an enormous amount of work to do, and I very much hope that people who have got involved for the first time feel able to join and participate in their local friends group, or indeed set up their own organisation or groups of particular interest in sport. When I attended the Kennington consultation meeting in St Agnes Church, we had about 30 young men who were all very keen indeed on using the gym, and are keen for us to replace it because it's had so much use that it is now effectively worn out. And I think I also should suggest that the council is not walking away from our parks and open spaces, but we will have a different role, which is more about leadership and facilitation and working collaboratively with the community to really safeguard and enhance our parks and open spaces. I'd just like to conclude by thanking all of the staff, Alistair and his team, Adrian, John, Gareth, because I think this has been an enormous piece of work, and you've put in an enormous amount of time, well beyond your contracted hours. So thank you very much, and I'm very happy to take any questions.
Now, before I invite the speakers, people who've requested to speak, to come forward, is there anything you want to add? Any? Natalie or Adrian? No? Alistair? No? Okay, in which case, then, if you could just sort of move to the side, if that's all right, because I've got three speakers. I've got Richard Payne, Lekan Ujumu, and Councillor Helen O'Malley. Okay, so if maybe the three speakers would like to come up to the table. Richard, you're speaking on behalf of Streatham Common, is that right? Yep. Okay. And you've got, one's got 3 minutes. So if I ask Richard to start, then I'll come to you, Lekan, and then I'll come to you, Helen.
Yeah, thank you very much for letting me speak. A few of you might have heard me go on about parks a bit. I've become a bit obsessed about parks. But generally, I think, yes, it's a great report. We definitely support it from the Friends of Streatham Common. I think the officers have done a very good job in putting it together and covered many of the questions that have arisen throughout the process, if not all. The themes, I think, that have captured from the consultation are very much in keeping with, you know, certainly my experience in the Friends group and what we expect. And I think even though you could always consult more, I think the consultation has been very effective in picking up all the major themes. I particularly welcome Streatham Common being in the report and one of the suggested schemes to take forward, so hopefully you will agree to that this evening. Very much look forward to being part of the Pathway for Pioneers, as it's been dubbed, and working to try and improve and find new imaginative ways of managing the common. Particularly, I'm aware of the budget cuts that are coming, and I think it is a big issue for commons or parks generally with the budget cuts that are being enforced centrally. And that will mean that other sources of income will need to be found, and we need to find ways to do things more efficiently. And I think working with the local community is a very good start to, you know, coming up with new ideas and imagination about schemes that can be done, whether it's income by, you know, sort of trying to get more income from weddings, filming events or a better cafe, through to being able to bid for external money because you've set up sort of groups that have the appropriate status to be able to do that. I think this can all help sort of fill some of the holes that will be left when the funding starts being reduced. And that's certainly something that Streatham Common Cooperative, the concept behind that, one of them is to do it more efficiently and work with less whilst delivering more, hopefully. But that's time will tell on that one. And the other important thing, obviously, is the democracy of it all, and making sure that the people that are engaged in running these parks aren't sort of a small self-searching group with a narrow interest. And that's sort of one of the risks highlighted in the document was about that. So I think it's important that these, you know, that is to me one of the bigger problems, and the council needs to help groups that are moving forward with that by helping, you know, being put in touch with other parts of the community that perhaps we don't normally reach, and certainly the council has sort of the contacts there, so I'd welcome support there. I'd also, you know, welcome sort of input and ability to sort of help us, you know, and the future organisation get involved in more aspects of service delivery that can be sort of, you know, you can include in something like the management of common and working with schools and programmes they have, clubs, people with special needs. There's just lots of aspects, I think, that can help sort of get efficiencies throughout it. On the capital investment plan, I'll probably use that for 3 minutes already, but on the capital investment plan, I obviously welcome the fact that that's being looked at. I very much welcome that, you know, there are, you know, you've got the word Streatham in there. I think the original plan that was sort of presented, you know, a few months ago, which had no investment at all in Streatham, was hopefully will be rectified when the final documents are put forward. And certainly, you know, Streatham Common has had an underinvestment over the years, and we've got sort of a derelict playground area, which is probably about a third of the playground area is derelict. Huts, derelict places where the rangers used to work from, and generally facilities that are coming to the end of their lives. So I'd very much like to see when this programme of investment is put forward that these issues are picked up on, which was very much picked up on from the consultation. And some of the key things coming through from the consultation were play facilities, younger and older children. Actually, I noticed in the consultation somebody said that the Friends of Streatham Common didn't represent these groups. I must say that's untrue. As the chair of Friends of Streatham Common, with two young children who use young facilities and will be older and therefore want older youth facilities, that surprised me that perception, but maybe that comes into the communication side of it. And obviously they want more staff, which I hope can be achieved as well through the models that we're proposing, and obviously we want to fix the toilets because they've been closed for a very long time now. I could carry on forever, but I won't. But thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for your input into it as well. And I gather you're speaking on behalf of the Kensington United Cricket Club.
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me. So I've been involved with a cricket club that was set up in 2004, specifically on Kennington Park Extension, which is a bit behind the main Kennington Park. that ground was launched in 2002, and we successfully ran a club for a number of years in a league, working with young people from the schools and local area, both in Lambeth and in bordering Southwark, because obviously Kennington Park borders Southwark. And that was quite successful for a period of time, but unfortunately it came to demise because cricket being cricket is unlike other sports, so let's say football, where it's easier to establish regular activity in park spaces. Cricket does require investment, cricket does require adaptation of public areas in order to meet that need. And we developed a need. We were hosting regular holiday activities. We had a girls' cricket team, which was, I think, the first in the borough. And we were taking young people all around Surrey, exploring different parts of their surroundings, taking them outside of the borough. So it was a very positive thing. However, because the facility wasn't up to scratch in the eyes of the people that run cricket, we couldn't continue that activity. So hearing about this report recently, and being kindly invited by Adrian to come and speak, I think it represents a massive opportunity for organisations, not just us as a cricket organisation, but lots of small organisations that are using activities like sports to engage and work with local people, especially local young people, to provide opportunities that aren't there. Because the reality of it is that for our sport, the only cricket ground in this borough is the Oval Cricket Ground. And there should be opportunities for young people to progress in whatever activity and whatever pursuits they want to take on. And we feel that our history of working in schools in the borough has shown that there is a demand for this kind of activity, but there needs to be a home for this in the borough. There should be a home for this. And hopefully this report and the opportunities to work within the Cooperative Parks Movement allow us to progress that vision with partners such as Surrey County Cricket Club, such as the Education Department and local schools within Lambeth, such as local police who we've regularly done work with in the past, to bring a joined up approach, which I feel that in the past, in our particular circumstance, was missing. There wasn't really a joined up approach to make something like this, something innovative, something new, something that wasn't established in the borough, happen. And hopefully, from what I'm reading from the report, this proposal will mean that there is a political will, there is a will from the council, there is a will from local partners to engage and to work together to ensure that organisations like ourselves, which we are small, we are volunteer-led, and we don't have a lot of resources, but what we do have are interested people, local people who want to get involved, who want to feel that they are playing a full role in their community, but also their community, that their local areas have something to offer them, and they can engage with something. And that's what sports, and it came up in the report that sports is one of the top things that people wanted to see improvements in. That's what those things can do. So I suppose my only concern with the proposal is how can this approach ensure that small local organisations like us can play a full leadership role in development of initiatives that we know have worked in the past and can grow and be a flagship for the borough. But in general, we're excited to be hopefully involved in developments in Kennington Park, and we feel that we can bring in things like capital investment, working with the right partners, but we'll always need involvement from the local authority in various departments to ensure that these things are sustainable. But we do definitely feel that there is scope in this case for capital investment in the area, but joined up approach is the key.
Thank you very much for coming along this evening and really eloquently putting the case for cricket and the kind of work that you've done. I'll ask officers at the end to comment on any of the three contributions. Okay, so I haven't lost your general point of let's make sure that we can get more involved and that there's scope for that. Helen, Councillor O'Malley from Clapham Town.
Thank you. I've come to this from a perspective where we are into our 10th anniversary of an earlier attempt at partnership working with Lambeth over parks. And I have been to many of the meetings and gone through the report. And what I ended up wanting to say was got 8 bullet points, which are really in part about not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, that sort of approach, where this is a very big programme with a lot of potential. But I would like to think that we are going to complete the overview of the park service that is already put into the information booklet. I'd like to think we will move towards real clarity over the financing, because every discussion I go to, it's centres on money, where it's going to, where it's coming from, where it could come from. The third big point was that there is a huge issue about governance because relationships matter. You've got different power relationships in the borough. You've got legal responsibilities, you've got the hopes and aspirations of the community, you've got your big contractors, you've got your officer corps, and I think a bit of very careful thinking needs to go into overall governance. If you don't do that, I think a lot of the initiatives may just founder because they'll run up against various contradictions. My fourth point was that the risk register, which is tucked away at 12.3, that gives the stresses, but I would say those stresses already exist and therefore they should be part of the analysis that is carried forward. You can map out where things are in conflict, you can do it now, and you'd save an awful lot of time if you actually worked with that register on each of the different projects. My fifth point was that I hope that we will hang on to our effective and a professional park service. I hope we won't decimate that. I think a lot of people have increasing respect for the expertise and the professionalism of parks officers. I would hate that to go. I'd like to see a higher emphasis on the fact that the service is, you say it's not statutory, but it is almost central to Lambeth's responsibilities for environmental health, health and well-being responsibilities. And in addition, when you've got a population under increasing stress, you've got to have somewhere free, open access, where young people can go and the elderly without having to have the resources. And that, again, for the mental health of the population, you really do need to protect that. And I also just wanted to point out again that it is parks who enable the sports activities and the events activities, very significant amount of what goes on. And without parks, you'd have a lot of difficulty doing that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Helen. Just before I open it out to colleagues, are there any points that you wanted to come back on there? I think some certainty around involvement for particularly Kennington Cricket Users Group, but I think actually in a sense that's sort of smaller groups with a specific sort of niche activity. I'm not calling cricket niche, I really enjoy it as well actually. I can't play it, but I love watching it. Mm-hmm. But you know, who come to it from a specific area rather than necessarily geographical area would be helpful. And I think a few of the points that Helen raised and a certainty for Richard that Streatham's going to get some capital investment, which I think we can give politically. But
In terms of the arrangements at the projects like at Kennington, what we have is a process of evolving governance where groups and stakeholders will be able to play a very active role within the emerging programmes within certain parks. So working with the groups that are being identified tonight, but as well as other groups, and as well as working alongside the established friends of groups, what we plan to do over the next couple of months is actually start and forge them relationships and bring people together. We're also bringing the ideas in as well as the power structures. In terms of Helen's contribution, I completely agree from where Helen's coming from. A lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge about what's actually gone before and what can hinder us in the future. And I guess that's why we framed the report in such a way that it's the start of the journey, it's not the end of the journey. So if you look at most of the kind of recommendations that we put within the report, they talk about the next stage of going through the public interest test, of checking out and making sure that the infrastructure, both professionally from the officer perspective, but also the community is there. And as Richard from Streatham has quite rightly said, one of the big challenges we have in this agenda is actually accountability process, of actually engaging more and broader people within that. In previous work that I've done in this nature, that's always been denied as a big issue. thankfully, from our community perspective, is that they've put it on the table onto us to face as a joint partnership, which is completely a refreshing angle. So, again, it's something we're aware of and we're working with, and it's the start of the process. In terms of the capital, the needs assessment report will be done shortly, completed shortly, and it will contain Streatham within it.
Very briefly, just add a couple of points. Picking up on that first point raised by Lekin, who I think is shining a light on a really important issue for us, for me it's about how the whole organisation networks together and communicates, and I think it also highlights the really, really important role of our ward councillors, who have connections with all of these different groups out there in their community and can help broker, I think it's one of the words that Richard used, broker the sorts of contacts that will help bring people together. I think one of the other points I just wanted to touch on, and it reflects the debate that we've had with all of the different groups and enterprises that have come forward over the last sort of 4-6 months, is that Helen's absolutely right. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and we want to save the best of what works, but we also don't want to hamstring the best and the most creative and innovative ideas that are coming forward from groups like Richard's and like many of the others. And the invitation to them is to help us design something new and something that will really work for the local community. So I think we need to find that balance of protecting and maintaining what works whilst trying to do that. And I would offer Helen the assurance, she's been sitting on our programme board that have worked on this over the past few months, that ongoing dialogue around things like the finances, like the way the park service works, the monitoring and management of the risk register will continue as we take these forward.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
I saw several colleagues, Jim, Councillor Dixon, Jack, Councillor Hopkins and Rachel, Councillor Hayward.
Just very quickly, just to absolutely welcome this report and just say from my own point of view a huge thank you to all of those friends of and other sort of others who have been involved over the years and in this consultation in making sure our parks are as good as they can be and will be better in the future through their involvement and their work both with the council and with other partners who are going to be there in order to enable us to make those changes, those positive changes. And just to say, I particularly welcome one aspect of the report, which is in there, possibly, I think, could be brought a little more to the fore, but I'm pleased that it's going to be part of our commissioning strategy in relation to parks going forward. And that's the huge role that was mentioned by Councillor O'Malley, but I know is mentioned by others, they can play in helping us to address some of our big public health problems in the borough, both around maintaining well-being, addressing issues around mental health in the borough, tackling obesity, a whole range of other issues that go with a lack of ability to exercise and to integrate good health as part of people's wider lives and way of going about being a resident in the borough. So I'm very pleased that's there. I'd like to see a little more emphasis going forward on how we can do that. And as we come to try and bring public health together with libraries, with our other work around sport, with our strategy on housing, a range of other things we do as a council, we know are key determinants of health, but parks will be absolutely central to that.
Thank you, Jim. I wanted to echo the Jim's points and thank the staff, but also thank the friends and other volunteers who work in all of our parks. And Gordon Johnson, who's the chair of Kennington Park, came and wrote to me and sort of said that they're very much welcoming moving to a stage two. The Friends group themselves recognise that they want to bring in more and more people, and they're actually really open for that, and I think that's a very important step. And it's certainly not been the case for me as a ward councillor with Vauxhall Park and Kennington Park that the Friends have had a stranglehold, but they haven't been able to reach out to other groups in a way that this allows them to. In my experience with chairing the Tate South Lambeth Library Forum, which is a wider group, I think gives me a lot of confidence that the expansion of these those people who have got a say around what happens in our parks, how they develop and what goes on in them is really key. Gordon was also keen for me to echo Jim's point around the involvement of councillors. Not that they're the be-all end all, actually it's the people who are involved in the parks, the friends, the wider networks, the communities, groups such as Lakin's and others. But that role of a councillor in doing that brokerage work between different groups in some cases who have different opinions about what should happen within a park. Bringing in wider interests is absolutely key. And I suppose I wanted to just bring a wider point around the support and investment in networks of individuals and groups. It's very rare that you have individuals who are only interested in a park or only interested in a library or only interested in something within their community. Most people who live in a neighbourhood care about it all. And, you know, I look at Richard and I imagine, especially with having children, you're involved in all sorts of things within a community. So actually, how can we invest over a neighbourhood in those people who make things happen and bring them together, invest in them as individuals and skills, I think is absolutely key. So I think, again, this is yet another step along a really, really positive path where I think Lambeth as a place is going to be a lot stronger for it.
Very much, Jack, and then Rachel, and I'll go to Sally to wrap up.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. When I was doing Sally's portfolio, we were a long way from this, and I think you've come on a tremendous journey since. And I didn't imagine it happening at the time. I suppose I'm still. Great fondness for that area and indeed for our parks, and I think I visited every single one during my time doing the job. And I suppose I just want to say that we absolutely can't underestimate how extraordinarily important green space and open space is. They're very, very precious, and I think as Helen and Jim have said, absolutely critical to the well-being of all of our communities. I'm, of course, at the moment particularly keen that they benefit our children and young people as well as they possibly can. I can't remember how many parks we have. I think it's 67 or 68. Could be wrong, probably am. But I just wanted also to say that I hope that we can start to apply these principles. We have a lot more small, funny, odd, anomalous open spaces scattered right throughout the borough, and I think one thing that the kind of food growing movement has made happen is that those spaces are also being populated and being cultivated and are becoming very, very precious. So we've got now Loughborough Farm just behind the railway line in my ward, which is absolutely wonderful. And as we become as Lambeth inevitably becomes more and more densely populated, that I think we ought to make the best possible use of every single scrap of open space, and indeed look to creating new open spaces on the tops of buildings, wherever that might be, because I think that there is nothing like a place that one can kind of breathe and sit on some grass to act as a little bit of good respite from what can be quite a hectic place to live and work. So, yeah. But great piece of work.
Thanks, Rachel. And I'd like to just echo my thanks to the staff and to people who contributed to today's discussion. Sally.
Thank you. I think this has been a fantastic discussion. I'd like to thank everybody who's come. I'll just respond very briefly to a number of points. The first point that Helen raised about finance and budgets. I think to make this programme work, we are going to have to disaggregate the parks budget to individual parks or clusters of parks and open spaces, which I think will be an interesting challenge both for the Parks Department and our colleagues in finance. But there was a clear theme coming back that people wanted a specific budget for their park and also to be able to recycle funds from running cafes and events and sports facilities. On the sports investment, we are doing a separate piece of work on sports facilities in the borough, so we can go to Sport England and other national sports bodies to apply for funding. And I think in relation to the governance and accountability, that is really important. But I think what comes through this, there is an enormous amount to do, and it's about us facilitating how everybody can play a role, because we do want to have the perspectives of younger people, and there's been some very interesting feedback from people who use wheelchairs about some of the practical difficulties of actually getting into and around some of our parks, and I'm very keen to take that work forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sally. Thanks to everybody who contributed tonight, and thanks to the officers for all the work that they've put in. Can we agree the recommendations? Agreed? Okay, thank you very much.